Oh? Another adventurer. Are you here to soothe the spirits of Darkmoor Manor? You should know, we're not as restless as you mortals might think. Why bother? Surely, a minor haunting is a waste of time for an accomplished adventurer. And what's the bounty, anyway? A handful of silver? For what? Dodging floating lamps and cupboard doors? Is it personal? Do you have some connection to this manor? Or are you here to prove yourself? That's it, isn't it? You're here to bolster your reputation. Maybe earn a little bit of gold? You must know better adventurers have come and gone. This is your one final warning. Before you turn that knob and step into the sanctum, you should reconsider. Besides, there's no one to save here. The priest who came before already freed those who wished to leave. Maybe we could work out a deal. Oh. Hello. I guess you can probably tell I'm not really a ghost. It's pretty obvious, right? Even for an untrained adventurer like you. The horns and the tail and the red skin. My unworldly ass and tits. Yeah, I'm a succubus. My name's Laura. At your service. Oh, him? You can just ignore him. I know adventurers get squeamish when they enter a sanctum and see the last guy who tried and died. But honestly, he had a really good run. It's not my fault that his frail human spirit couldn't handle coming for a succubus. But it was his choice. I even offered to let him go. And you know what? Since I'm feeling kinda generous right now, I'll make you the same offer. What are you looking at me like that for? He looks stunned. Really, no tricks. No magic. Just turn around and leave. If you can. Walk away from the tightest ass, the curviest hips, and the most needy eyes you've ever seen. Go on. Go. You're not running. You're like a cute little startled deer. My little buck. Well then, if you're going to stay, you should make yourself useful. Oh, I know. Why don't you serve as my foot warmer? Just for a little while. Go ahead, little hero. Sit. Aw, what a good boy. Look how well you take my instructions. It's almost sad how quickly you fall in line for me. Now, be a good doormat and lay back. I'm just gonna slip out of these boots. Oh, my goodness, my feet are so sore. Tempting men to their doom all day. Makes them hot and sweaty, too. Oh, gosh, that is so much better. Get over here. Squeezing your cheeks between my toes feels wickedly delicious. Haunted houses aren't really known for warm floors or clean surfaces. Having a hot little adventurer to wipe my feet on is truly satisfying. I don't even have to hold you down, do I? You're just taking it. Are you sure you're an adventurer? Or a man? The way you're just letting me use you like a rug? Just getting my foot sweat all over your face. Don't worry. I won't take all the pleasure for myself. Here, let me show you what a succubus's tail is good for. You know, I could peel a banana with my tail. Or trap your cock in a tight little coil. Like this. Oh my goodness, look at your cute little face. The smell of my demonic feet must be overpowering. Your eyes are rolling back. But my tail feels so good, doesn't it? Just pumping up and down on your cock. Oh, what a conundrum. What will you do? Try to fight it, or just lie there and keep taking it like the pitiful mortal that you are? I almost feel bad for you, enduring something so gross, just having to smell my stinky, sweaty demon feet while also getting off to it. But the way you're twitching. Every time I make your cock twitch, I'm gonna rub the arch of my foot over your nose and your cheeks. Yeah, like that. To teach you to get off to being my obedient pet. You will like this. You'll be my little humiliation toy. Sorry, what was that? Were you trying to say something down there? Here, I'll just lift my foot a little bit. Before you say a word, if I hear anything out of your mouth, except for begging for more, all of this stops. No? Suddenly you don't have anything to say? Well, I guess that means you want more. You must want more of this demonic musk wafting off my toes, pinching your nostrils. Otherwise, you would have said something. You know, you could have stopped all this just now. It's a little disgusting how you're letting me just use you. You must be so desperate to get off. Are you close? You're twitching so much. Oh, even with how nasty this is. Here, let me push the ball of my foot against your nose. Yeah, take a big whiff of that. And draw the scent of my feet deep into your lungs while you prepare to come in my tail coil. Oh, you're so close. You know that every other adventurer I've trapped at least tried to resist this? But not you. You're my good little foot sniffer. That's right. Sniff that stink while you come for me. Come for me. Be my good little obedient adventurer and come for me. Keep coming. Me. There's so much. hard. Breathe me in. Breathe me deep in. So good. Oh. I can't believe how easy you were to tame. How pathetic you're behaving right now. Just letting me use your face like a soft little slipper. There. Are you all finished now? Do you feel better? I'm feeling a little hot and weary. But it looks like I'm all out of chairs. Oh, I know. Why don't I use your face as a chair? You're already down there. Like I said, I'm just so tired and sweaty and hot after a hard day in the mortal realm. You'll let me sit here, won't you? You'll let me sit on your cute face? Don't worry. I don't want to hurt your poor nose, so I'll just pull these tight leather pants nice and snug. So you can see the crease of my ass and the folds of my lips. Do you like that view? Staring up at the crack of my ass? Do you enjoy seeing that dark crevice? Knowing you're about to be sniffing ass? Knowing that your nose is about to be so deep, it's gonna feel like it's trapped between two smelly roast hams. Just slide your nose right between my cheeks. Yeah, just like that. A little bit deeper. Deeper still. So I can feel you gasping against my pucker. Oh yeah, that's much better. Yeah, this feels so satisfying. Although, I can't imagine how you could stand this. Just being used like my own personal bicycle seat. Here, let me grab onto your ears and really get you in there. Don't worry. I haven't forgotten about your poor spent cock. In fact, I think it's stirring again. So I'm just gonna stroke it with my tail while I grind myself on my new throne. You know, I don't like to kick a man when he's down. Well, maybe I do a little bit. But it was really just too easy putting you underneath me. It's like you instinctively knew that was your place. Just warming my toes and sniffing my butt. Holy fuck, I just can't believe you're this hard again. Any man with self-respect would be fucking outraged right now. Just being treated like a succubus's G-string. Being used like a chair. I'm being forced to sniff my crack. But you've just really taken to it. It's almost like you were always meant to be treated like a little grub. Cute little grub. Cute little butt grub. I think you're enjoying this just as much as I am. Just fucking crazy. As much as I am enjoying this, though, I think I want to feel what it would be like without my tights. Stay still. I'm gonna get a little bit more comfortable. Not that I would have allowed you to get away. But you could have tried, you know? If you had any dignity left. But now... now you get to watch my ass slowly descend onto your face. Watch my thong being stretched deep into my crevices as I fit your whole face between my cheeks. There we go. That is just perfect. Are you about to come again? I don't blame you. My tail can be very intense. But I think you should wait a bit. I need you to stay aroused. Stay on the brink. I'm not gonna let you come until you've endured the worst. And I'm definitely not done with you yet. We're gonna find out how pathetic you really are. I'm not gonna let you come until you've smelled my farts. How do you like that? You think you can orgasm while smelling a succubus's ass? Well, I'm sorry to break it to you, but that's exactly what's gonna happen. I bet you're feeling fucking pathetic right now, aren't you? Kind of like a horse being broken? Because that's what this is. I want to break you by making you come. By making you have an orgasm while getting the greatest humiliation. So, breathe nice and deep for me. What's wrong? Can't breathe down there? That's okay. I'll be your air supply. Did you just breathe that in? Fuck, that's so gross. You just keep sniffing my farts. You must want more, right? You do, don't you? I heard you moan, but you're kind of muffled between my cheeks like that, so... I'm just gonna assume you want more of this. And I want you to beg for it, you gross little fart sniffer. I want you to beg. If I hear you beg, I might get this over with. Do you have any shame whatsoever? Oh my god, you just keep sucking in my smell. Does nothing sicken you? I know how I started this, but I just can't fucking believe you're still hard. And I can feel you struggling to breathe. And I know it smells bad. But this cock of yours, it just... I can't seem to get enough. Do you know how sad that is? It's twitching again. Your balls. I can feel your balls tightening. Oh, fuck, are you kidding me? Are you really gonna come while a demon girl is treating your face like a fart pillow? Okay, do it then, mortal. Come. Come while I give you my best fart yet. I've been saving this up. And it looks like you've been saving this up for me. You've got a big load here, don't you? So come for me. I'll give you to the count of five. Five. Four. Three. Two. Here it is. You ready? Breathe deep and come for me, you little worm.
One. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Oh, God, you're doing it. I can't believe you're coming while I'm squeezing your face between my cheeks like this. Oh. I almost don't want to get up. I guess I should, though, to let you breathe a little bit, shouldn't I? Especially if I want to continue your training. What? You thought I was done with you? Oh, no, no, no. You've lost. You belong to me now. And I don't want to drain your life force. Yet. You just proved how fun having a pathetic little pet can be. And I fully intend to keep you. To continue your training and teach you to come for me whenever I humiliate you. With how little you resisted being treated in such a disgusting way, I can only assume you want more of this. Lots, lots more. Such a pervert. So, this is what pleasure is for you from now on. Isn't that delightful?